violation of law for you to carry a gun if you're a convicted felon.
What's going to be the significance of this bill? Let's say it passes. It's going to change. It's going to improve Vermont. How?
Well, I think that what we know that there are already analog federal requirements that are the same as what we just passed. I think what it's going to do is it's going to give state law enforcement the opportunity to charge somebody who has violated the statute and perhaps take away a gun from somebody who is a convicted violent felon or somebody who has been shown to be a harm to themselves or others. So, you know, if we can save one life as a result of this or prevent one violent crime, gun crime, as a result of this, or we can prevent one person from committing suicide, I think that the law will have been successful.
The Senate is poised to, on this Lake bill, pass out. The funding would be through a per parcel fee. The House is talking more on a property transfer tax. Would this per parcel fee, I mean, is that at all swallowable for the House?
I know that there are some real concerns about it in the House. You know, I don't want to prejudge anything before it's passed the Senate. We do have some reservations about it, but I'd like to see how it's been fleshed out. I thought that what the House Ways and Means Committee did made a lot of sense. Didn't require essentially the invention of an entirely new tax regulatory structure. So I'm more supportive. I'm obviously more supportive of what the House has done than what I've heard about from the Senate.
Let's just go back here. Last question on this Vermont Health Connect. The governor seems to have really set these two deadlines, one in May and one in October. And I suspect he's going to say today, well, even if the May deadline's blown, that the October deadline still is in effect and that progress would have to, like, go super improved. So May is the deadline for you, not October.
Yes, that's right.
Do you think you're on the same page as the administration on this?
I think that we probably are. I haven't had a chance to speak with the governor about this. My concern is at some point in time, Vermonters are going to lose all confidence in us being able to get it right. And we've set this deadline of May 31st. And if we don't meet the deadline of May 31st, I think Vermonters will have completely lost confidence that we can get it right. And I think at that point in time, we've got to figure out what the different direction is.
Thank you for your time this morning. Speaker of the House, Shep Smith, joining us here live at the State House in Montpelier. 244-1777, that's our local number in central Vermont. Toll-free 877-291-8255. That was a pretty direct answer, that last one. Moment of your time for our friends at the Vermont Coffee Company. It is coffee roasted for friends. Looking for an excuse? You don't need an excuse to pick up the phone and call somebody who's your friend, right? But you can always say, hey, come on over and join me for a cup of Vermont Coffee Company coffee. The dark roast is fabulous. They make a nice, light, mild roast, too. And for those of you that like your coffee decaffeinated, they have a blend with robust flavor. And we encourage you to go to your favorite local independent grocery store, your favorite local co-op. You can also purchase this fabulous product online, and that would be at VermontCoffeeCompany.com. That's also the easiest way for you to send it to your friends and relatives who live out of town. Vermont Coffee Company, it is coffee roasted for friends. Oh, boy, big shout-out, too, to our pal Randy George over at Red Hen Cafe and Bakery, hanging out with Obama yesterday. If those of you that have access to Facebook, you can check it out, Randy George. You'll see mucho photos of one of the co-owners of Red Hen Cafe and Bakery, honored for his small business practices, including paying his employees a really livable wage. And he was honored yesterday at the White House, along with 11 other people who are small business owners. So you can check that out. And hats off to Randy. Great guy. It's a great place. And really, you know, he's right. I mean, one of the things that they do at Red Hen Cafe and Bakery, they do pay people well there. And that's why you see them around for years and years on end. So congratulations on that. We're going to take a short commercial break. Coming up next hour at about 10:10, we'll be joined by Governor Shumlin. Later in the hour, Senator Joe Benning joins us, and also I'll share with you some comments from the Senate Appropriations Chair, Jane Kitchell. We'll take a short break. Back after these important announcements.
The new McMahon Chevy Buick in Morrisville had a record-breaking first quarter. Hi, this is Steve Sace from McMahon.
And I'm Ed Dever, sales manager at McMahon. Right now, you can save thousands because we're matching GM supplier pricing on every new vehicle in stock. That means you get the same deep discounts as GM's largest suppliers on top of all your rebates. We've seen many of our customers getting into brand new vehicles and actually lowering their payment.
And we still have Gas for Junkers going on, where you get a guaranteed minimum trade allowance of $3,000 towards any used vehicle in stock. And we now have GM certified pre-owned vehicles, and McMahon's Import Corner has one of the state's best selections of late model, low mileage imports.
With the matching supplier pricing on every new vehicle in stock, only at McMahon, and the Cash for Junkers deal on every used vehicle in stock, only at McMahon, you've got to check us out. The new McMahon Chevy Buick on the corner of Route 15 and Route 100 in Morrisville.
Find out for yourself why the new McMahon Chevy Buick is growing so fast. The reason is simple. Because at the new McMahon, we make deals the other guys won't. Chevy, find new roads.
It's no secret, Mejuron Supermarket is a great place to shop. I'm Tom Mejuron. For over seven decades, Mejuron's has been catering to the needs of the Mad River Valley and beyond. We have custom-cut meats, fresh produce and seafood, regular and organic grocery, locally produced foods galore, topped off by an extraordinary wine and beer department and a state liquor agency. Shop Mejuron Supermarket, Village Square Shopping Center, Waitsfield.
Ruben and his team from RB Technologies on Route 14 in East Montpelier has been creating and supporting thoughtfully designed, custom-crafted computer networks for their clients since 1997. Here's Marsha Curtis from Capital Steel.
He's our IT specialist. We go to him for everything that we need for the computer systems, our security systems, our perception monitoring. If we've got a question about our email, a computer, Windows, any kind of situation that we run into, we run to Ruben. Oh, his customer service is great, along with being extremely professional. They're very personable. It's not like somebody sitting in here and talking a bunch of computer speak to you. They actually listen. They answer your questions in English, which is really good. And they don't look at you like you're absolutely crazy. You know, when you say, my computer is making this really strange picture or whatever it's doing. And they always seem to come up with a solution. It's really great. It works really well for us.
RB Technologies cares about their customers. Online at rbtechvt.com. RB Technologies, efficiency through technology.
New floor models of bedding are arriving at Mattress Sofa Warehouse, so the current ones must go. It's a bedding blowout discount at Mattress Sofa Warehouse. Pillow tops, luxury firm, hybrids, Comfort-Pedics, Simmons Beauty Rest, and Beauty Sleep. All the floor models must go. Mattress Sofa Warehouse just doesn't have room. If you need fine quality bedding, now is the time to take a close look during the floor model bedding discount blowout sale at Mattress Sofa Warehouse, Gallery Lane on the Morrisville Bypass. Hurry, sale ends April 30th.
You've decided to set your roots down here, and well over 100 years back, we did too. We're Union Bank. As a local community bank, we know all the back roads, the realtors, and how to get things done locally. That means we can make your mortgage easy, because after all, nobody really does mortgages for fun. Well, except for maybe us. And when you call Union Bank, you get a real person with real answers to your mortgage questions. Now, how about that? Full service, local banking, with people who live where you live. So whether it's your first home or your second, we'll provide you with nimble, local expertise, competitive rates, and a variety of mortgage options that help turn the imagined into the realized. At Union Bank, we know you want to go far in life. Banking local can get you there faster. Union Bank. Stay local. Go far. Visit us at your local branch or go to ublocal.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
.244-1777 is our local number in Central Vermont. You can also reach us on our toll-free lines at 877-291-8255. Coming up next hour, we'll check in with our White House crew to begin the hour. Governor Shumlin joins us coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll talk about the problems with the health care exchange, a few other issues as well, too. You're welcome to jump in and keep your dial right here. This is FM 96.1 WDEV Warren, broadcasting from the top of Sugar Bush. FM 96.5 in Barrie and Montpelier, 101.9 in the Northeast Kingdom, and the flagship AM 550 WDEV Waterbury Montpelier. A reminder, if you ever miss any of our programs, how could you possibly do that? But if you ever do, you can always catch us on the podcast. Encourage you to head to our program website, That is at markjohnsonshow.com. Quick programming note for you, too. Ken Squire will be sitting in for me next week. I'll be out of town. I'll be back with you the following week, so look forward to that. News is coming your way right now.
AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. An hour from now, an Ohio man will be in court, charged with plotting to kill American soldiers after getting terror training overseas. Abdurrahman Sheikh Mohammed's lawyer is Sam Shemansky.
The charges are expected, and we're prepared to enter a not guilty plea at arraignment.
Mohammed became a U.S. citizen just last year. He's originally from Somalia. Prosecutors say he wanted to kill three or four American soldiers execution style. The parents of an 8-year-old boy killed in the Boston Marathon bombings are asking that the bomber not be executed. Denise and Bill Richards' front page piece in this morning's Boston Globe says the years-long appeals would only prolong their anguish. A 73-year-old volunteer deputy charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of a black suspect is apologizing to the man's family, saying it was an accident. He fired his handgun thinking it was his stun gun.
This has happened a number of times around the country. I have read about it in the past. I thought to myself after reading several cases, I don't understand how this can happen. You must believe me, it can happen to anyone.
Robert Bates told the Today Show a report that his certification was falsified is not true. The baggage handler who fell asleep inside a passenger jet's cargo hold, forcing the plane to return to Seattle, will not be working on any more Alaska Airlines jets. The airline has banned him from their flights. President Obama is inviting the leaders of Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates to the White House and to Camp David. They'll meet on May 13th and 14th. They'll talk about Iran and its nuclear ambitions, among other items. This is AP Radio News. It's been 5 years since the BP well explosion, and the Gulf of Mexico looks clean, but federal data and scientific studies show lingering problems. Splotches of oil and wads of stuff that smells like petroleum. The National Wildlife Federation's David Muth.
Cleanup is not restoration. Cleanup is just mopping up what they can of the oil, and it's only a small fraction of the oil. So restoration has not really begun yet.
Chris Reddy of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute says it's the things we don't see that have been a concern. Now to the prices we pay for the things we need. Gas prices were up 3.9% in March. Still, gas remains relatively cheap, falling roughly 33% over the past year to an average price of $2.41 a gallon. This is according to the AAA's daily fuel gauge. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
John Jameson is totally focused on insurance. In addition to the obvious benefits this provides his clients, there are other unexpected perks.
Dad, you know how teens are supposed to be totally embarrassed by our parents?
Sure do.
Kids?
Your obsession with insurance has been embarrassing us since we were little.
Oh, well.
Like the time you talked to our class on career day and everyone fell asleep. Or when you insured the bouncy house at my birthday party.
You were protected against 329 different mishaps.
And they called me insurance nerd for a month. The point is, Dad, as we pass through our critical teenage years, we're beyond embarrassment. And we have you to thank. We love you, Dad. You big geek.
Geek?
John Jameson, loving insurance so you don't have to.
I think I'll dye my hair purple and wear a clown suit to school tomorrow. You? I'm gonna ride a unicycle and talk like a pirate. Arr.
Girls, can we talk about this?
Jameson Insurance, for home, business, and auto. In Waitsfield, Richmond, and Waterbury. Walk on in. Jameson, INS.
Tired of grocery shopping at huge supermarkets with no personality? This is Tommy Huron, and I invite you to shop our well-stocked, right-sized family market in Waitsfield. Custom-cut meats, fresh seafood and produce, gourmet cheeses, regular and organic groceries, and over 1,000 wines. Come and see Jeff and Bill in the meat department, Tana and produce, Gary in seafood, Nate in the deli, or Nancy and Liz in our incredible wine department. Family-run for over 70 years. Mahuron Supermarket, Village Square Shopping Center in Waitsfield.
Let's go to Dan Keene, owner of Lamoille Valley Ford.
Business is crazy, and my two teams are at 359 delivered during the car, truck, and SUV challenge. Now, whether you're looking for a huge selection of new and used Ford Focus, Fusions and Escapes, or the largest selection of F-Series trucks in Vermont, the place to go is Lamoille Valley Ford. Folks, we have a great selection of leftover 2014 F-150s, and we're taking $3,000 off until they're gone. When you combine our discount with Ford rebates, that means you can take up to $10,250 off a brand new F-150 at Lamoille Valley Ford, but they're going fast. Plus, with current Ford rebates and lease offers, now's the time for you to realize your goal of a lower monthly payment. We want your business, and I've instructed my team that whether it takes a bigger discount, more for your trade, or getting you a lower payment, to do what it takes and make deals. So drive Route 14, 15, or 16 to Hardwick, and the Car, Truck, and SUV Challenge happening right now at Lamoille Valley Ford.
All right, back for hour number two. Governor Shumlin joins us coming up in about 5 minutes here. Later in the hour, we'll talk with Senator Joe Benning. He's the Senate Minority Leader. You can join us at 244-1777. That's our local number in central Vermont. Toll free, 877-291-8255. We head to Washington, D.C. Joining us here on Friday, here's Victoria Jones. Good morning.
Good morning.
So one of our small business owners here in Vermont, Randy George, who owns Red Hen Cafe and Bakery, one of my favorite sponsors, one of my favorite places to go for lunch, meeting yesterday with President Obama, one of 12 small business owners being honored. You were there, right?
I was not there, but it sounds a bluff. Where did they have lunch? At the White House or out?
Maybe Randy brought lunch. No, I'm not sure.
Wow, how fun.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. You know, meeting the president's a pretty big deal, as you know.
Yeah, it is. It really is a big deal. Not until you actually meet the president. When you're going through the security and the build-up and everything, you suddenly get a clue that, oh, yeah, this is really a big deal. And it really is. When it happens, it doesn't matter who the president is, it's a big deal.
You're right. Okay, so give us the highlights. What's going on?
Well, of course, the gyrocopter man is still a big deal. You're getting reaction from members of Congress. Some are outraged. Some seem to be amused. Surprisingly, the House Oversight Committee, as of early this morning, they may have changed their mind by now, was not planning to have hearings on the matter, which is very surprising to me.
Yeah, that is surprising. All right.
Yeah, because, they'll have hearings on a dog crossing the road, against
right.
the light. So,
right.
Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson said Thursday that the gyrocopter that landed on the lawn of the Capitol apparently flew in under the radar, literally. He also noted that unlike the movie Independence Day, we don't have heat shields around our airspaces.
All right. Okay. Anything else you want to mention?
Yes, the other thing that I would mention is that President Obama's executive actions on immigration are in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans today, as the lawyers for the Department of Justice are making arguments in front of a three-judge panel. This is considered a very conservative court. There are two conservative judges on this panel, one Obama appointee. This is arguments about whether they should lift an order blocking President Obama's executive actions to allow millions of undocumented immigrants to remain in the U.S. and have deportation relief and work permits. Now, 26 states sued to stop President Obama from implementing this executive action. So it's not expected that they will rule today, but we'll find out a little bit more about it probably. It's considered to be quite a tough lift for the federal government because the onus is on them to prove that they should win, basically. So we'll see what happens with that. So that could be kind of interesting. Also, in a neighboring state to you, there's big goings-on with potential 2016ers, the first-in-the-nation Republican Leadership Summit taking place in Nashua, New Hampshire, today and tomorrow, featuring about 20 potential presidential hopefuls from the Republican Party.
All right. Thank you, Victoria. Appreciate it very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Victoria Jones joining us live on the line this morning from our nation's capital. Joining us right now, let's give a nice warm Radio Vermont welcome to...